Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and this show features live, unscripted conversations with people making a difference. And this is the Importance of Being show. You're listening to KX93.5. We'll be right back to get the show started right after these songs.
Thank you.
Well, this is KX93.5, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and today my guest is the eco-warrior, the world-famous eco-warrior, James Pribram. And hi, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good, thanks. So you're the eco-warrior.
That's what they say.
People call you that behind your back.
Oh, gosh. They probably say worse things behind my back.
So, what is the Eco Warrior Project?
Well,
is it a project?
That's a good question. It was a project.
Now it's a thing.
Now it's a foundation.
Oh,
yeah, it's a 501c3 nonprofit.
Boom.
Yeah. So the Eco Warrior Project started in 2006.
Okay.
So initially, at the time, I was sponsored by OP as a professional surfer.
Okay.
And
so you have that.
Yeah, an environmentally conscious professional surfer.
Okay.
So they partnered with the Surfer's Path to do this project, and we came up with the name Eco Warrior.
Okay.
Because I would travel around the world to regions of
throwing
coastline.
Down on.
I was traveling around to regions of coastline that were being threatened by either pollution or overdevelopment.
Okay.
And so we started this project together, and, you know, the first trip, I went to Chile, and they were dumping chlorinated water into the Rio Ata.
Hmm.
And it was killing, you know, all the, you know, life in the river.
Right.
And
right.
So I went there, and I reported. I would go to these areas and kind of, I was like a reporter, really.
Hmm.
I'd find out what the issue was, what was going on, get involved with local.
So kind of raise some awareness.
Yeah, and then write a story about it, and then, you know, do my part. And sometimes, you know, I'd be involved in a protest march, like in the south of Chile, you know, protesting against this this pulp mill.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which was responsible for dumping the chlorinated water in the river.
Right.
And then, like another trip, I was in Taiji, Japan, paddled out into the Killing Cove with Hayden Panettiere, Isabel Lucas, Dave Rostovich.
Okay.
Peter Heller from the Men's Journal. And so we paddled out into the Killing Cove where they killed tens of thousands of small whales and dolphins.
Right.
And right. Wow. From there, you know, the term, or that's kind of when I became the eco warrior. It took on its own life. And then I was really traveling all over the world as the eco warrior,
right.
And I was getting involved in all these environmental actions.
Did you have a suit?
Yeah, like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man combo, eco warrior. And then, and so at the time, there's a lot of people that wanted to get involved, from Laguna Beach.
Okay,
but there was nothing activated here in Laguna.
Okay,
and I was, you know, you can't invite people to go risk their life and paddle out into the Killing Cove or be involved in a protest march in the south of Chile. So I thought about it, you know, and I was like, what's the one thing I really hate no matter where I am in the world? It's litter.
Oh.
Litter.
Okay.
I can't stand litter on the streets. I can't stand litter on our beaches, hiking trail. I just hate litter. I really do. It pisses me off. And so I thought, how do I unite my community and get the community involved?
Okay. So you brought it back local.
Yeah. Something that everyone could be a part of.
Okay.
Whether it's 10 minutes, 2 hours.
Right, right, right. So marches in Chile against who knows.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
That's sketchy.
So I thought, hey, I'll turn the Eco Warrior Project into a foundation.
Okay.
And now it's a foundation. Now we're partnered with the California Coastal Commission. The Adopt a Beach program.
Okay.
We've hosted 41 cleanups worldwide.
Wow.
We're, I believe, at 16,648 pounds of litter removed. Yeah.
Wow.
And
I guess one person can make a difference.
Absolutely. We can all make a difference. And together we make a greater difference, you know?
Right.
And, you know, it'd be great if Laguna Beach would get their act together.
Step up.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because Coastal Cleanup Day. Mm-hmm. Was September, what was it, September 25th, I believe, or the 12th. But our foundation And I say our foundation because it's about all of us.
Right.
You know, this isn't my foundation. It's our foundation, our community, Laguna Beach,
right.
Communities worldwide. We host events all over the world. I mean, we've done cleanups in Chile, Peru, all over. Sayulita, Mexico.
Okay.
But it's unfortunate because I was trying to set up a second cleanup station at Main Beach because we work very closely with Orange County Parks in the county.
Okay.
They're so gracious. We always have a cleanup station at Aliso Beach Park.
Okay.
You know, Chronic Tacos caters, feeds all our volunteers.
Right.
After
right.
they clean up our beaches. And we've grown to the point where we need a second cleanup site. And we want to do it at Main Beach. I mean, the amount of paperwork and and insurance policies and this and that. It was like I had to pull a building permit. It's ridiculous. And then I look at the beach I grew up on this morning. And there's a trash can there that's been full. Sitting at the top of the stairs, which are closed because they're falling down the hillside.
Right.
And no one's come and picked up the trash. And
right.
this is Laguna Beach. It's a marine reserve area.
Right.
It would be nice right. if the city of Laguna Beach, with all these city council candidates coming in,
yep.
maybe took this stuff a little bit more serious and did something about it. I mean, we just had Agate Street stairs closed for, I don't know, 2-3 years. Now the Pearl Street stairs are closed. Now that right. now the cement's crumbling into the beach, the whole thing looks like it could fall down possibly, and no one comes and picks up the trash. And it's Laguna Beach, a marine reserve area.
Right, 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 right. And we raise a lot of, we spend a lot of time raising awareness about not littering and not.
We don't need
trash.
Awareness. We're all aware. We're all aware.
Sure.
We need to do something. You drive down this, you know, you drive down the highway between, say, 9th Street, Three Arch Bay.
Yeah.
The amount of trash that people just discard outside
right.
their windows when they park and throw
yep,
it
yep,
and
yep, yep.
it's unbelievable. I mean, let's pay attention. Let's do something.
Right.
We're all aware. You go down to Main Beach. I mean, Main Beach is terrible.
Yes.
It's frightening.
Yeah. No, I get it. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and today my guest is the eco warrior James Pribram.
Pribram. You got it.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
Julie Christie, the rumors are true. Last pages turn, the eyes are blue. To the movie star and assorted life. Mr. X. I spent so much time dreaming about Eleanor Barr in my room with the curtains drawn. See her in the arms of Paul, saying I can say no more. As the music swells, somehow stronger from adversity.
Thinking about the way things are. Thinking about the world things are. Thinking about the world.
This is KX 93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and today I am happy to have as my guest the world-famous eco-warrior, James Pribram.
How can we both laugh at the same time?
I think it's because it sounds rehearsed.
Or you're thinking world-famous sandpiper. That's it. And that's a world-famous establishment in Laguna Beach, the world-famous sandpiper.
People come from miles around, yes.
Luckily, I was not there last night, but someone else was.
Hey, now. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
It's all joking.
All right, James. So, in the first segment, you talked about starting the Eco Warrior Project and really doing daring do, going to places and kind of facing up to the big machine or soldiers or what have you, or at least angry people with sticks.
There was a couple.
And you said you started out as a pro surfer and then just kind of built into something. But you grew up here, right?
Yeah, I grew up right across the street on
right
the beach.
There?
Pearl Street. Yeah, I was lucky enough to grow up on the beach, literally at Pearl Street. And
oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, my first love has always been the ocean.
Okay.
I had a dream of one day being a professional surfer, and I realized that dream. I grew up in Laguna. You know, my first surfing contest was the Brook Street Surfing Classic here in town.
And, wow.
You know, thankfully, we still have the Brook Street Classic happening. Mm-hmm. We have a great contest director in Brandy Faber, who's really taken the contest to a new level.
Right.
And, I mean, that is just... That's one of Laguna Beach's greatest events, along with the Sawdust Festival, Art Affair. I mean, there's so many great things that happen in our town. And from there, I started to compete locally and then statewide and nationally and made the national team and turned pro.
Wow. Yeah.
So just that was kind of like the arc of my life. But even more so than my love for competing was my love for the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was something that's always kept me grounded. Kept me humble and kept me away from, you know, certain things in our lives
trouble.
That can, yeah, you know, and to this day, it's that one thing in my life that keeps me grounded.
Hmm. And so you were doing this, the pro surfing, but you started to really connect with the ecosystem and the environment and decided that, I guess you saw a litter.
Yeah, I got involved in, you know, like, nothing happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I vividly remember in 1993, I was in Tahiti. I was filming a TV series called ESPN Hot Summer Nights.
Oh.
Yeah, I was 22 at the time, and I was chosen for ESPN Hot Summer Nights. It was their new summer series.
Wow.
It was a huge deal.
You are world famous.
I like went from a zero to a hero overnight, stealing Pat O'Connell's term there.
Certainly on the map.
Yeah, and so we were on a like 52 catamaran. It was unbelievable, this cat. And we're like sailing around the Tahitian Islands, surfing, filming this
right.
TV show.
Yep, yep.
One day we were on the windward side, and there's this huge collection of floating trash.
Yep. Yeah.
In 1993, and awesome. I was like, how does that happen? We're in paradise. Where is this coming from? And later I would learn about gyres, and we have about 5 gyres in the water, in the world.
And so what is that?
That's where the tidal currents, swell direction, wind, it all collects these in these different areas where the trash collects.
So it's like an eddy for trash?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I actually sailed from Rio, Brazil to Cape Town, South Africa to be the first of a crew to study the South Atlantic Gyre.
Okay.
And that's, again, where this collection of trash
right,
comes
right,
together.
Right, right, right.
And it's not... You know, the problem is everyone thinks it's a floating island of trash, but it's not, because plastic breaks down in these tiny little particles.
Right.
And that's what the fish eat.
Yep.
And
yep.
the birds eat. And so you have millions, trillions of small particles of
tiny
plastics thrown apart.
Yeah. And they're not all just sitting on the top. They're just different levels.
Yeah. It's going to outlive all of us. And
right.
so, but that moment in 1993, it resonated with me. I never forgot that moment.
Wow.
And then... thankfully, my career got to a point where I had a platform.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wrote a column for the paper here. It got syndicated. It was in a couple other newspapers. And so I had this, the power of the pen and a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the opportunity to give back to what's given me so much in my life, the ocean.
Right.
And it just became my quest. And I just slowly started getting involved. And when I became the eco warrior in 2007,
yes.
It put a name to the person. And then all of a sudden, I got hot, you know? And I was like, it was crazy. It was like, it was amazing how, and this could be for anyone that has a dream out there.
Right.
You just got to take that first step. You just got to take a leap of faith. I never knew I'd become this person, the eco warrior, and be fortunate enough to give back to what's given me so much in my life and be on TV shows and traveling and meeting great people. And
sure.
And like all these people have a common goal of working together for the betterment of our oceans and beaches, our environment. And it's not just about our oceans and beaches. It could be your local mountains, your hiking trail,
right.
Or whatever it is in your life you're passionate about, you love it, do something. You need something. You need to feel like you're a part of your community.
Right.
Like, don't sit at home and write about it on Facebook. Like,
take action.
Yeah,
next
door. Do your part.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pitch in.
I like that. Pitch in.
All right. We're going to take a break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And today we have the world famous, truly world famous, eco warrior, James Pribram. All right. We'll be back.
I was a kid, you were my dad. I didn't always understand. I wanted freedom, you got mad. You were concerned, I got upset. I didn't recognize you yet. And did you cry? I know I did. When I lied to you, I didn't want to hurt you. I just never knew I did. You never told me that you loved me. I know you didn't know how. Guess that shows we're much the same, 'cause I love you too, and until now I've never said those words out loud. I hope you're proud to be my dad. Secrets, do you pray? Is there a God that shows your way? I wish I knew. Do you have crazy fantasies? What happens in your dreams? I guess you'll always be a mystery to me, but you taught me how to value life, and what else do I need? I have a dad who watches over.
Don't you cry now. Don't go drowning in your tears. Haven't you learned anything after all these years? All God's little children are beautiful and pure. You're as good as all of them. Of this you can be sure. And we are just the same underneath the shadows of the sun. And we are just the same, no more, no less than anyone. And all the people of this lonely world have a piece of pain inside. So don't go thinking you're the only one who ever broke right down and cried. That's when the souls. This is for the hopeless losers, and this is for the helpless fools, the burnout and the useless, and the lonely and the weak, and the lost and the degraded.
Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being show. This show features live, unscripted conversations with people making a difference, and today is no different. Today we have the world famous, world famous than I even imagined, eco warrior, James Pribram. And
you're like my new publicist. I swear I'm not paying
him. Sunday.
I'm here on a Sunday. Exactly. That's the only rule I have. I never do anything on a Sunday except enjoy my day. Well, but I'm enjoying my day with you today.
Well, there you go. There you go. So we've talked about you going to Chile or going to Japan and facing off against, polluters and nature killers.
Whale killers. Dolphin killers.
And throwing down on them. But yes.
Throwing down.
And so I haven't asked you, did you wear a cape back then?
I'm still wearing a cape. You just can't see it. I got angels around me. Okay. Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with you.
Got super
so it's
powers.
You had a bit of a platform. I mean, you said that this really started out of doing an ESPN show and going around and then seeing a lot of trash in pristine areas. And So as then as one person, you kind of, you know, just out there trying to make a difference and then trying to get other people involved. And now it's become a formal thing, the Eco Warrior Foundation.
Yeah.
So what was that, or how is that different, or what was that like making that transition?
It was, yeah. It's like a lot of work.
It's not like a surfing
People don't
contest.
Realize how much work goes into it.
Right.
Starting a foundation, just getting the paperwork together.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, someone referred me to the foundation group. I believe they're based out of Tennessee.
Okay.
And if you're ever interested in starting your own foundation, Google the foundation group.
Okay.
Because they help you get your 501c3 status.
Right.
And so the amount of paperwork that goes into forming a foundation is unbelievable. But they were great. They helped me with all the paperwork.
And that's not something that the founder of a nonprofit is usually really good at. They're usually very passionate about their cause.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at anything administrative. But I will find a way to get it done.
Okay.
I mean, like...
So you knew that you needed to do to have a structure.
Everyone has to build a team around them.
Okay.
You know, no one does anything on their own. So, thankfully, I've always had great people around me. Mm-hmm. Garth Wyckoff has come on board of the foundation. He's basically our new beach cleanup manager and events host.
Okay.
Garth is... He's unbelievable because he just... He is so good. He just has that gift of the gab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's signing people up at the beach cleanups, and he hosted our event that we had at Laguna Beach Beer Company. They were gracious enough to, you know, have that event for us. And we were just at the ranch on Thursday, part of the Quicksilver Golf Tournament. We were the chosen charity or foundation for that event. And Garth was in our booth, and we did a really fun ocean pollution trivia game. You got the answer correct. You got a free Eco Warrior hat. So having Garth on board is just, I mean, his help is so appreciated. And it's really, you know, now I have a really good soundboard and we talk mm-hmm. about things. I say, hey, Garth, you know, what do you think about this trivia game? And I might come up with the idea,
mm-hmm.
but he takes the idea to a higher level.
Right.
He's the guy who makes it happen. Garth is he's a great, just great friend, great person, very passionate.
Right.
And so like the foundation, it's about all of us. It's not my foundation, it's our foundation.
Right.
You know, all the volunteers that come.
Oh, yeah.
You know, are like our partners, like British Hair Company.
Right.
Chronic Tacos, Ruka, Laguna Beach Beer Company, they help us. Purple Corduroy. Like, it's all community. It's a community.
Right.
More than a foundation,
and,
really.
And an eco. I mean, you've created an ecosystem around keeping the beaches clean and keeping and you know, getting rid of litter.
Yeah. I mean, we can all pick up litter.
Right.
Like, I almost think if you walk past litter, it's almost worse than littering.
Than doing it yourself.
I mean, it's like, yeah, like, it's just
putting that out.
Come on.
There.
Hey, look. There's not a lot of things that we could really, really change in our world, you know, but like we could change littering. We could stop that. We could stop littering today.
Sure.
Every person in this world, sorry to spit on your mic.
No, bring too the passion. Much. Bring the fire.
Yeah. We could all stop littering today.
Right.
I mean, absolutely, there's no reason for littering. On our beaches, in our ocean, on our streets, where it doesn't have to be.
And you can erase it when it does happen.
Yeah.
By not just walking by.
Exactly. Just pick it up. You know?
All right.
What did you say earlier? Pitch in.
Pitch in.
Yeah. Just pitch in. You know? Just do your part. It's not that hard. We could solve this problem.
This is your world, right?
You know? I mean, someone should say, you know, we should do more talks in schools. There should be more public service announcements on TV. Okay. Like when I was a kid, there was the public service announcement, you know, give a hoot, don't pollute.
Right, yes.
There was the commercial of the Indian who cries.
Yes, yes.
With the trash. Yeah. I mean, how come we don't have that anymore? We have all these, like, you know, Kardashians and silly stuff. Like, come on, let's bring it back to like the home and educate. Like, it's sad that we need to educate about the
That this is still an issue at this point.
Yeah, but we got to make it so these kids understand littering's not cool. It's not cool.
No, not at all.
And but we need to do a better job of getting that message out, obviously.
Right.
And, you know.
And then until then, until we wipe that out as an issue, as a thing, you have the Eco Warrior events, beach cleanups, and all of that.
Yeah, we do upstream cleanups now.
Okay.
Because
so you're
yeah, and in a sense, when you're doing a beach cleanup, you're being reactive. When you go upstream, you're being proactive. You're getting it before it reaches the beach.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's something we're expanding into, and we're looking at doing a 2019 beach cleanup tour. You know, Laguna Beach, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Florida.
Wow.
Man, we got big plans.
That's right. I forget, you know, it's...
This is a train, it's man. It's leaving the tracks. Can't even talk anymore.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
All right, so that's what's kind of in your future. Yeah, where do you see yourself?
Bringing people together. What I love about the foundation, mm-hmm. our foundation, is we bring people together. We bring our community. Yes.
Yes.
We bring communities together. We show up. We do our part. We leave our beaches and oceans and lakes and waterways and hiking trails better than they were when we got there.
Right.
We have Chronic Tacos. They come in. They cater. Everyone sits around and talks.
Right, so community.
They eat, they have a good time, it brings people together. You get the best ideas at those moments.
Well, yeah, you can't make an impact by yourself, just as one person. You need to inspire others, and then you can really see, you know, something happening.
Yeah, these people, my thing is, I want to add one part. So we clean up our beaches,
okay.
Then we eat together, and then we need to celebrate. So celebrating being the third component of that is something I'm going to add in 2019.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm not, I can't yet tell you exactly because I don't want someone stealing my idea. Because I'm on the world famous show, show, the Ernest Hackman show, world famous.
I suspect that my ratings are spiking now because I have
They're huge right now.
Celebrity in the house.
Yeah, you. Not me.
Right. Well, no, you're like a...
I'm just the messenger.
Pro surfer. How cool is that?
It was good. I'm not going to lie. It was good. It was good.
Party.
If I could go back.
Fun.
I'm working on a time machine, you know? I just turned 48. I think those days are over. But we can all dream.
Well, yeah. Yeah, reminisce, right?
Nah, it was great. It was... I mean, I you know, I was so lucky to have a mom and dad that supported my dream.
Okay.
That made me work really hard towards my goals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there was.
So it's not just a dream. It was,
my father, he was, you know, and my mother, you know, I was the first one in the family born in America.
Okay.
And you know, my father was like, you want to be a what? Pro surfer? What are you talking about? You know, he was a neuroradiologist, doctor.
Oh.
And then
okay.
I want to be a pro surfer.
Right.
And he supported me. He said, look, I'll give you, you got 1 year to make it.
Okay.
But, you know, until you get sponsors or you just, you're not good enough or whatever it is, we'll reassess in 1 year. So okay. He paid my entry fees. They're $15, you know, and I started competing on the NSSA.
Okay.
You know, National Scholastic Surfing Association. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't make the national team, you didn't have a chance of going pro.
Right.
And so my first year, my father paid my entry fees. And I did well enough. And then I got sponsors.
Right.
And the hardest lesson I ever learned, oh, man. So the national team, that was the equivalent of our Olympic team in surfing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was, I think, a freshman, you had to have a 2.0 GPA I had a 1.8. I didn't make the national team because of my grades.
Your dad let you have a 1.8 and didn't make your life a holy
hell? Oh, God, I got in trouble. Don't. but more so, I was so embarrassed.
Okay.
Because I wasn't dumb. I just wasn't applying myself in the classroom.
Right.
And I didn't make the national team. And I was heartbroken. And the whole next year, oh, man, did that. Like, I believe we always have crossroads in our life. Uh-huh. And it's how we react to that. And I reacted, I better get my act together. And my mom helped me that entire year. I came home before I went surfing. I had to do my homework. And my mom sat there every day with me doing my homework. Wow. And without my mom's help.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened.
So I've always had my mom and dad helping me in my corner, supporting okay. me. You know, wow. But I had to work hard for their support. And I had to be reliable. And thankfully.
Step up.
I got my grades together. I made the national team, and
the rest is history.
Well, it was just that moment of clarity of like, life is bigger than just surfing, you know?
Yeah.
And to reach your goals, you got to look at the big picture. You got to be disciplined. You got to have that burning desire to wake up, work hard. My thing was, I always believed I could outwork people and never quit, never give up. And that's always been my thing.
And so now you own that.
Yeah, I'm not the most talented guy, but I will never quit.
Huh.
I will never quit. I look at like life like a boxing ring. I mean, I get my butt kicked all the time, but I'm going to get back up and come back.
Come back.
Yeah.
Hit it again.
Yeah, life is like always a series of comebacks.
Okay.
You know? And it's how you come back. You got to learn from it.
All right. Okay, so we're out of time. But if people want to get involved, if they want to donate money or participate in cleanups, how can they get in touch with you? How can they help amplify the effort?
eco-warrior.org. Go to our website. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. You know, we're worldwide, buddy, like you. Yeah. eco-warrior.org. You know, be a part of the Adopt a Beach program. We have events going on. We're looking at possibly doing an event December 15th in Laguna. If not that date, then it would be the first of the year,
okay.
January.
All right.
I can't make up my mind if I want to do like a holiday cleanup or start the new year with a cleanup.
Yeah, just kick it off.
What do you think? I'll ask you.
I think start the new year.
See, I think so too. Start the new year by doing your part.
Right, right, right. You know, instead of getting that gym membership that you're not going to use, you can start the new year.
Doing your part. Helping us keep our beaches and oceans clean.
There you go. One more time with the website.
eco-warrior.org.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a blast hanging out with you. And yeah, you're cool.
Thank you, man. I had a lot of fun.
All right. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show. Coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle. And have a great Sunday, everyone. There's a song for you now called Here Today. Sure what happened, but I don't think I got home tonight. Hey, there's blood on my shirt! We'll be right back.
Draining away here today.